Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Mobridge, South Dakota at the Mobridge Rodeo Association Sitting Bull Stampede Rodeo Grounds. They'll be celebrating their 80th rodeo this year coming up July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. But today, we celebrate a championship Sunday afternoon with the 6th annual Indian Relay Horse Racing. Testing speed, courage, skill, and teamwork, it is the old way we live for. It is the warrior spirit. There wasn't an empty seat. It was standing room only, clear from turn four all the way up into turn number one. Very exciting competition that looked this way. In the Chiefs race, the winner, Brew Crew, on a championship Sunday afternoon with Kalijah Oldson representing Ogallala Lakota from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. In the maiden racing, the championship was won by Brew Crew 2 with Lexi Brewer at the helm wearing their traditional purple and pink. In the championship races for the warrior race, it's always an entertaining race. The gentlemen start, they run 50 yards, jump on the back of a horse, and make a lap. Mako Sicha, Ogallala Lakota, winning it with Cash Top Bear, the jockey, in the championship warrior race. In the pony relay, mostly teenagers, Brew Crew again in the winner's circle with Parker Brewer wearing their traditional purple and lime green representing the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. The junior relay race, very exciting for the youngsters. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, Punk Papa Lakota, out of southern North Dakota and northern South Dakota. Arrow J, a local favorite, with Tyvon Steele, the jockey, winning the junior relay races. Two-lap, two-horse competition. The women's relay race, which has been around now for about a half a dozen years, and a sport and a tradition that has gone on for centuries. The women are very competitive. Brew Crew, Ariana Holiday, supporting their team, having a good weekend in the winner's circle. Crow Creek, South Dakota's Mason Redwing, the team leader, sees his jockey, Caliber Puckner, crossing the finish line. Frontline Relay winning it all, Hunk Patty, Dakota Indian Relay Racing Team. Our guest today is Mason Redwing from Crow Creek, South Dakota. Mason, congratulations on a very exciting win today in Mobridge, South Dakota.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about your team. What interests you in this sport, and how did you get started?
Yep, so we got started in 2019, and we used to always watch it once a year in Laurierville, South Dakota. They used to bring an amateur Indian relay there, and we just seen it. We'd always wanted to do it, and we're very horse-oriented people. That's how we make our living, is sale barns, saddle horses, cattle, stuff like that. And we just wanted to do something a little bit more competition-based and travel. And me and my brothers, we kind of just thought, like, let's do it. Let's go down and get a relay team. And the way it was growing, it just seemed like you had to go out and you had to start getting thoroughbred horses, because bringing your saddle horses off of the pasture just wasn't cutting it no more. The money was getting bigger, and it was so you had to go down there and get some horses, and you had to retrain them. You kind of had to just retrain their entire brain, because they're so stuck in gate racing world and walking the same direction and going in the same circle every day of their life. So we had to kind of bring it back and get the brain to the horse first, because in Indian relay, as you know, Randy, it's you got to have a horse out there that trusts you and can be able to stand there and keep its nerves settled, but also run its heart out whenever it's time to do that.
Well, you've done well, and in a short time, in a sport, in a tradition that many families have generations entitled, and you're into it 6 years. What's the secret to your success, brother?
Oh, I wouldn't say there's a secret to it. We put all of our money into our feed and anything we can into our horses, and all of our attention goes to them, because without them, we wouldn't be able to do this. And this is stuff we've done all of our lives. You know, we've grown up around it. We know how to take care of horses, and had a few pointers, had a few great guys put us in the right spot and show us a few things, and from there we just ran with it.
That's words of our champion, Mason Redwing, from Crow Creek, South Dakota, home of the Hunk Patty Dakota Sioux Tribe. Mason, thank you, God bless you, and we'll see you in the championships in the future.
Yes, sir, look forward to it, Randy, thank you.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.